It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Do I look a lot more tan to you today than yesterday? I'm getting a lot of, you got very tan today. You look a lot different than yesterday.
Yeah, you do.
Really?
Yeah.
I shaved today, though. Maybe that's why. I shaved. I mean, I did go tanning yesterday, but it's like people are like, I'm darker than Mark. Mike.
What happens when you don't shave? Can you even grow facial hair? Is that something you can do?
Yeah, bro. I was 3 days in yesterday. I had a lot of hair on my face. You didn't notice that?
I didn't notice it.
Yeah.
I want to know, how is it you're getting more tan? We barely got any sun.
Well, I go to a tanning salon, Mike. It's a place they have it's like a coffin, and you go inside it for like 12 minutes and you...
So you're a poser?
That's fine. That's me, yes. I'm a poser. Yeah. I enjoy those 12 minutes. I like the heat. I like being tan. Don't get me wrong. I'm a tanorexic. But I like the heat. I like that feeling.
You have to wear those stupid little...
I don't wear those. I don't. Okay. And I think about really nasty stuff in those 12 minutes.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Anyway, our contestant today on Long Island, former teacher, is Jim. Jimmy, good morning, pal. How are you?
Good morning.
You ready to play?
Yeah, I really don't want to beat Bernie. I love Bernie.
Oh, look at you. You're very confident. You go to tanning salons, Jim?
No, I do not.
I don't think you did, yeah. I was going to bet against that.
I run a lot outside, so that kind of...
Oh, you do?
Gives me a natural...
Are you like a marathon runner? Like, for real?
I used to be, way back when.
You stopped...
Now I just take the bike, exercise.
Okay.
Try to get the vitamin D.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 58.
Okay, so you stopped running at... Really, before... 58's still kind of young. No?
I wouldn't say stopped. I don't run in competition.
Oh, I got you. Okay, I got you. Okay. And where are you on Long Island? What part?
I do not want to say anything more than Nassau County. I want to keep the people with torches from visiting my house.
All right, fair enough. All right, Jim, I'm rooting for you. You got a good sense of humor. Here's number one, pal. Who wrote the 1872 book titled How I Found Livingstone in Central Africa?
God.
Who would know this? I mean, what kind of psycho?
Stanley?
Yeah, you got it right. What kind of psycho would know this? And you got it. Now, who exactly is Henry Stanley? You were a teacher, so you would know this. Who was that?
He is the co-explorer in Africa with Livingstone.
Jeez. You know who played second base for the 55 century. Brooklyn Dodgers?
Pee Wee Reese, was it?
No. He was a shortstop. Actually, Don Zimmer played a couple games at second base. It's not a bad guess, though. My point was, I could tell you that, but I can't tell you about Henry Stanley or Langston Hughes. Number two, Bryan Cranston, playing Walter White in the TV series Breaking Bad, used a pseudonym of what German physicist for his alter ego? Come on. Yeah.
German physicist.
Yeah, one of the greats.
Einstein?
Wrong, you two-legged bag of anthrax, you'll be Jesus.
Heisenberg.
Number three. No, I've never actually heard of him.
No one has. No one has, trust me. In January 2002, President George W. Bush signed what act consisting of...
George Bush. I hate him with a passion.
All righty, good. Consisting of, we're not happy with him either. We love 41, Bernie and I. In fact, he gave me his presidential cufflinks. But we're not fans of 43 these days either. Anyway, this bill consisted of four words that was meant to hold schools more accountable. Four words. And it's not, I hate President Bush, which is...
No.
Yeah.
Four words that No Child Left Behind.
Yes! Well, I got so excited, like I have something to gain by this.
I was working back then, so I have a little bit of an advantage there.
Okay. In 1907, it started a tradition of dropping a ball, but 3 years prior, in 1904, Long Acre Square was renamed what?
Times Square.
Correct. Each year for St. Patrick's Day, the river that runs through what city is dyed the color green?
In Ireland?
It's in America.
Wrong, you two-legged bag of anthrax, you'll be Jesus.
The answer is actually Chicago, the Chicago River. They dye it green.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, you got three right. Very, very good. Put you on hold here for a second and see if Bernie does better. I mean, if Bernie gets number two, I'm not coming back. I'm going home. I'm done.
Number two's the easy one.
The easy one? The German physicist?
Yeah, well, if you watch Breaking Bad, it's easy.
I mean, that's true. I didn't watch that show. He does.
Well, you should.
He's a big fan.
You should watch it. You got me to watch The Sopranos.
Whatever.
Now you got to go watch Breaking Bad.
I live my life is similar to that character, I think. All right, Byrne. Four right, you win, okay?
All right.
Oh, excuse me. Who wrote the 1872 book titled How I Found Livingstone in Central Africa? You got this right, this player.
Yeah, it's Stanley.
You both said the same thing. Yeah, it's Stanley.
By the way, Martin Dugard, who is Bill O'Reilly's co-author,
yeah,
he wrote a great book on Stanley and Livingstone.
Is that right?
Terrific. It's it was called Into Africa.
Can't wait to read it.
I'm serious. It was really
very good. I know you're serious. I'm not.
Stanley, by the way, was a loser.
Yeah.
Who became a journalist and one of these New York muckraking papers.
Gotcha.
They sent him out there for publicity, and he found Livingstone, Dr. Livingstone, looking for the source of the Nile.
Wow.
Is that too much information for you?
No, I like to learn stuff like
that. Okay, good.
You never know when I'm at a cocktail party and, you know, Henry Livingstone might come up. Number two.
Better than fiction, I can tell you that.
No, this is right up your alley, Bernard. Bryan Cranston, playing Walter White in the TV series Breaking Bad, used a pseudonym of what German physicist for his alter ego?
Oh, I know it. I know it. Heisenberg.
Correct. He didn't know it.
Second best show ever.
To The Sopranos.
That's right.
Right. I didn't watch it, but I everybody says it. In January 2002, President George W. Bush signed what act consisting of four words that was meant to hold schools more accountable?
That would be Leave No Child Behind. Not to be mistaken with...
Well, it's really No Child Left Behind, but that's close enough. You got it right. That's fine. In 1907, it started a tradition of dropping a ball. But 3 years prior, in 1904, Longacre Square was renamed what?
Come on, bro. Times Square.
And finally, you've already won today's game, but in your attempt to go perfect each year for St. Patrick's Day, the river that runs through what city is dyed the color green?
Detroit would be the wrong answer.
Although that's where the last Chappelle show is.
Chicago.
That's right. That's very good. Chicago River. So, Jimmy played a good game today at Long Island, but Bernie just better. 5-3. Bernie is perfect once again. Bernie, say hello to Jim from Long Island, former teacher.
Jim, how you doing, my brother?
How you doing, Bernie? I'm actually a Facebook friend of yours.
Oh, no kidding.
And I've been following you since the O'Reilly days when you came on The Factor, and had a segment of that show.
So I appreciate that.
For a while.
Yeah, me and old Gutfeld with Big Bill O'Reilly. What part of Long Island would you be from, Jim?
As I said, I'm worried about the people showing up with the torches to my house. I'm going to leave it at Nassau County.
Really? That?
Yeah.
That's fine. All right. Well, that's cool. Listen. I don't care. I'm from Long Beach, Lido Beach, to be particular. But
I run there all the time on the boardwalk.
How beautiful is it? I mean, it's the most beautiful spot. It really is. I mean, it's the best kept secret. Let these idiots go all the way out to the Hamptons. Go ahead. Go out to the Hamptons. Take 4 hours sitting in traffic. Long Beach is right there. The end of the Long Island Railroad from Penn Station, and you're in Long Beach. It's beautiful. But anyway,
yeah, lots of friends out there. I love it.
Jim is you're a former teacher, and would that be a public school teacher?
I'm not former yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm on unpaid leave because I did not take the vaccine.
Oh, no kidding.
They gave me my notice on Monday, but they did say if I ever decide to take it within the next month, I could probably show up back to work the next day.
So you get health benefits, but you don't collect unemployment, correct?
I don't collect unemployment. I can't work, and they're not paying me. So if I were to just accept their conditions as negotiated, I don't know how I would live.
And just quickly, on what ground, why do you not want to take the vaccine?
I have a big religious conviction against the research that was done going into it, and I actually filed a religious appeal,
exactly,
which was denied.
Yeah.
Actually, I appealed the decision that was denied, too, and their reasoning was just a checkbox. It said denied. That was it.
Wow. So you object to the use of aborted fetal cells?
That's one argument. But being a history and government teacher, I have a bigger problem with the constitutional argument.
Right. I mean, we all have a problem with that, just so you know. But
I was listening to your show this morning. You were going into that quite a bit. And
well, listen, we succumbed. You know, for me, I decided a long time ago that even though I'm against it constitutionally, blah, 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 that it was just going to make life impossible, and just, I don't want to live that way. I mean, that's just,
well,
you know.
I hope you're both sitting down for this, but actually, I live in a household where people can do their own thing, and my wife decided to get the Pfizer shot. So I said, fine, if that's what you want to do, and you believe that's the right move.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, then your wife can go out for dinner here in New York City, and you can't.
She can actually still work because she's a school teacher.
Oh, good for her. Well, listen, God bless you both, and best of luck to both of you. It's unfair what they're doing to you. It's completely unfair. It is unconstitutional, but they got you by the balls, quite frankly. So I don't know what you're going to do.
He's going to sleep late. That's what
I guess so.
I'm going to protests and trying to fight the good fight, and I'm going to see what happens. They got a couple of cases going, and to test the constitutionality of
good
it.
Man.
Well, good luck. We really do, because believe it or not, we both agree with you, even though we're both vaccinated, because we don't want to deal with what you're dealing with. But God bless you and good luck, okay?
All right. Thank you much.
Take care.
A man of principle, and let's go Brandon.
Yeah,
is all I have to say.
I'm going out for dinner.
If you missed out, he lives in Nassau County.
He can go out anyway.
Right, he doesn't have to worry about it. If you missed out on the chance to play Beat Bernie, listen tomorrow at 9:40 and try again. Or you can take a stab at the $1,000 Minute on the Other Side of Midnight, hosted by Frank Morano every weekday morning at 4:30. You have the chance to win $1,000 if you can answer 10 consecutive questions correctly in 1 minute. Listen to The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. weekdays for the entertaining and informative talk and the $1,000 Minute at 4:30.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.